It's you and me, baby. Against all odds, we got a good marriage because we serve a greater God. Good marriage.
What a time to be alive. My name is Brandon, and with me as always is my beautiful wife, Kimother. And you're listening to another installment of Good Marriage.
I don't know why. It's so silly. It's just a conversation.
I know. It just makes me feel like a talk show host. I'm living out one of my dreams here. Mm. Yeah. How's it going, babe?
Well, yeah. It's, you know, the holidays are approaching and it's the dumpster fire that is 2020 makes it just, you know, it's different.
2020 is a dumpster fire of a woman, isn't she?
Why had to be a woman?
Well, I don't know. It could be a dumpster truck of a
it
man.
It could just be a dumpster fire.
It could period. Be a dumpster fire.
It doesn't need to be gender.
I know. I don't have to put gender norms on this proverbial dumpster fire. It's just the dumpster.
It's just a dumpster fire. Like, it is.
Dumpster fire. Well, you burn your problems, I guess. Or your problems are just
I wonder
burning.
Where the term, like, dumpster, equating a dumpster fire with something just being a hot darn mess. I guess because a dumpster is already trash.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's on fire.
In the Army, like, we called it a soup sandwich.
Oh, yeah, it's trash. It's
just a hot mess.
I feel like with a dumpster fire too, like, because it's only trash that's on fire, you don't even care to, like,
put it out. It's like, at least the trash is gone.
Yeah, because it's almost like doing you a favor.
Silver lining. Look at that. But, just like that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's hope that the ashes of the 2020 dumpster fire will bring forth some goodness into the new year. But for now, I'm just struggling to really embrace the holidays. Mm. I know I'm not alone here. The majority of us will be home for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And by home, not the home where your extended family might be, but your literal place where you live.
Home for the holidays, just like you literally. Were last week.
Yeah. Yeah. So we won't be traveling. It's not out of the norm, especially since I've been a nurse. Like, I have to work Thanksgiving and the day after Christmas Day and the day after, which is fine. Like, one, I'm a fan of that holiday pay, double pay. but I knew we weren't traveling either, you know, for the holidays, and I really can't spend a whole lot of time feeling sorry for myself when my patients have to not only be away from their families because of COVID and not being able to have visitors, but also in a darn hospital for the holiday. So I don't, you know, I try to, you know, if I got to be there for the holidays, I don't see it as a complete, like, disappointment, because I know I can be a positive presence. I already bought my very silly Christmas tree of a dress that I'm going to wear for Christmas Day. I think they'll get a kick out of that, especially since it has bells on it and everything. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, I don't typically acknowledge the origin of Thanksgiving when it comes to Thanksgiving. So you won't be seeing me having any type of a reference to that. But I do try to help them focus on what they're grateful for. Because it could be really hard to find that in our day-to-day lives for us who are in a hospital. But for those in a hospital, it can be particularly hard to be away from your family during that time. So
I think this year is just a tough time period to be away from family, you know?
It is.
In the hospital.
I can say it has sucked royally for me personally to just not have as much quality time with family as I would like, since they are all on the East Coast while we're here on the West Coast. So
yeah.
But we've had a couple, times of seeing some family this year that I cherish and will probably forever cherish, because it wasn't a whole lot of it this year. So we really tried to make the most out of the time that we did have.
Yeah. My hope is that this time produces like just a stronger desire for people to be around their family, so that when the smoke settles, like people just dust. Value. Yeah. When the dust settles, there we go. Cause smoke rises. When the dust settles, people just value family more.
Yeah, I know I do. That has been something that has come out of 2020 for me, for sure. So anyway, I wanted us to have a conversation just about how we can be intentional about, bringing joy to our holiday. Like, again, just being an essential worker, I'm usually working holidays in any way. So we've found ways to make the most out of our time together, with you and I, as well as with our dog Swiss Beats, and make it special. So even if I'm working, sometimes we'll do things the day before, after,
a whole lot of being flexible.
We make it work. We make it work. Ask anybody who's an essential worker who always works the holidays. You do get creative, and you do have to be flexible. Mm-hmm. This year I'm thinking of, enjoying Christmas on Christmas Eve, do a Puerto Rican style. Hey, hey. I love that. Those are my favorite. I used to love going to my friend's Christmas Eve party every year in New Jersey, because it's the day before it was lit. It was great.
Sleeping in on Christmas Day.
Opening up gifts and everything, yeah, Christmas Eve and stuff. Like, it was always fun. For the adults as well as the children.
That's dope.
But anyway, I'm thinking maybe we'll do something like that. I can't, party too hard, because one, it's just you and I. Mm-hmm. But two, I got to work the 12-hour shifts.
Boo!
I'll still be going to bed early Christmas Eve. But but I think we'll try to make our best. But since I'm struggling with inspiration, motivation, energy, just how mentally taxing this year has been and continues to be, I'm hoping this good marriage conversation we can think of some things to keep in mind, to be like, so that we're being intentional about bringing joy to the holiday. So
speak on it.
Yeah. Like, how do you want to feel, especially you, since you're going to be here while I'm at work, like, how do you want to feel throughout the holidays? Because we can't just focus on the day, because I'm going to be at work. So from now to through New Year's, what's the tone that you want to have in the house?
I think, and this is probably just, like, this is what I normally kind of fall back on, just throughout my adult life during this season, is really thinking about a mindfulness of gratitude. Like, just thinking about, what I've been blessed with, and just trying to find perspective, no matter where I am in my life, I'm at a position where someone else isn't, and that someone else would like love to be in, and regardless of whether the year has been great or crappy or whatever, there's always something to be grateful for, So I think the feeling that I want is just a feeling of just thankfulness. Throughout the whole season, and I think that thankfulness also produces empathy for others, and so that's the secondary thing I want. It's thankfulness and gratitude for where I am, and empathy for others and where they are, and hopefully that empathy pushes me towards some sort of action to where I'm smiling a little bit more, being a little bit more kind, or being thoughtful in like what I give, be that time, energy, or money, or whatever. You know, just being thoughtful about those things. And like just a sense of family. I probably do a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I think I'm going to increase the phone calls throughout this season as well. Mm-hmm. You know, make my presence like somewhat palpable from a distance, but just annoying them a little more than usual.
And not just the family either, also to people who I know who are like maybe single and like, and especially during this time, like they can't be like they would normally travel, but they can't travel and they don't have anybody to be in the house. So it's like we're great in the sense that like, yeah, we're not going anywhere, but like it's still me and you. It's not like I'm by myself here.
Swiss, don't forget Swiss Beats, man.
Swiss Beats.
Yeah. Swiss Beats. You know, she wouldn't have the holiday any different. Mm-hmm. She wants to just be doing exactly what you're doing now, chilling with us. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't want to be in boarding either. So
I think for Swiss, glad. COVID is probably the best thing that ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, this is amazing. I don't know what all the complaining is
freaking
about.
Freaking loves it.
Loves it.
All this extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a ton more, but still, it is. Since we're not doing anything extracurricular. It's more, more.
And she tends to eat a whole lot better this time of year.
Oh, yeah, because her birthday is November. So Swiss Beats are awesomely disgruntled dog is 13 this month, and every Thanksgiving her birthday gift is that she eats what we eat. So we fits her a plate just like we fits each other a plate, you know, if we make a nice little spread. And man, does she love that.
She loves it.
She loves that. Only that one time. That's when, you know, she gets, I mean, you know, throughout the year, every once in a while, she'll get human food. But that's the one time that she gets, and we load up her plate like she is like your great Uncle Henry. Like, she gets, she don't get no little kitty plate. Like, she gets a full grown man's plate. Like, she get a plate like somebody who pays the mortgage.
Right.
And she loves it.
She loves it.
Freaking loves it. So that'll be nice to look. I actually look forward to that. I look forward to the joy that she gets from just knowing, like, wow.
Yeah, and I feel like she does know.
Yeah, like, I get to eat what they're eating.
She's like, oh, the leaves are changing colors. This meal is about to be great.
It's going to be. I think I'm getting closer and closer to that day that I get to eat what I eat. But we'll see. We'll see. She'll get it. We'll see what it is, though. I have no idea what we're making besides cornbread stuffing.
Right.
I haven't put any additional thought into that. And it's Thanksgiving's next week. But so,
we got some errands to run.
Yeah. I know I would like, I definitely appreciate the gratitude piece. Like, you know, all this self-care conversation has come out of 2020. That's like, you need to do this and say these things. Like, you got to take self-care to another level. Unfortunately, I'm finding that the things that were helpful 6 months ago is becoming less and less impactful for me. So I'm seeing that I'm needing to step it up even more. And that's understandable. I mean, you know, at this point, our stress has now become chronic. And we're tired, pretty tired. And the end of the year is not toning down, you know, just, but that's okay. I need to start stepping it up a notch is good. I you know, cutting back work hours has been huge to help with that. Intentional about how I start the day, reading scripture and devotionals, and us going for more walks, which I'm looking forward to going on a walk today. It's nice and sunny. just more focus on centering, you know. So on that note, I want this, I want throughout these holidays to feel a greater sense of peace, even with chaos around me.
Come on, somebody, like, you gotta preach.
I need to be anchored.
Yes.
in peace, because my chaos also isn't just the fact that the, you know, our society and our government and everything else is a dumpster fire, but my mind is very chaotic too, because of all the uncertainty and. Mm-hmm. You know, you're praying some of the same prayers and you're like, oh gosh, I'm still praying for these same prayers. And then, you know, there's no shortcuts right now with the things that we're dealing with, you know, right now, school, work, like, you know, building our relationship, building business, things like that. Like it's everything. It's things that are going to require a long haul. So sometimes you can get a little weary in that. So I need to work, you know, not work, but just really embrace letting go and inviting peace into my mindset more. Because I can set up a peaceful home and environment and calm worship music and everything, but like, if my mind is all chaotic, then it seems like that's. It's in vain, so I'll be focusing. I've been just even over the last like couple of weeks really trying to work on that more so that can be part of what I can experience throughout this holiday season. Are there any particular people you want to make sure that you reach out to and maybe and let them know what you're grateful for? For them, like, is there something that you want? It's something you want to tell individuals, like, you know, I'm grateful for blank as relates to you in my life. You know, anybody you want to do that with?
That's a good question.
So we might as well share. If we're going to be, really trying to like. Cultivate like gratitude, you know, that's contagious. You want to maybe let people know.
I think some of our friends, for sure, that like come up, we have friends that just seem to show up and who are very helpful when we are having a tough time, like within our relationship. And friends who celebrate us in our highs, and you know, and I just want to celebrate their presence, and kind of like just let them know that I'm grateful for their like just being in our lives. Also, my siblings, you know, and just they've done anything special or anything like that, but just knowing that they're here. You know, and knowing that for the most part, we've remained close throughout the years. And I know that's a rarity. Like a lot of there's siblings that aren't close, that don't talk, you know, but to know that like I can pick up a phone and be able to have a conversation with my siblings, and it's a good conversation. And it's not a fight, and it's not a struggle or a strain, you know.
So you want to make sure you let them know that.
Yeah, let them know that.
Are there any traditions that you want to make sure that we do?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
It's always been a tradition that before we had our meal, everyone would go around, and it'd be a short trip.
Because just me and you. Yeah.
So just saying one thing that we're thankful for, you know, and
can we start doing that now? Or does it have to be in front of like a big old holiday spread?
It doesn't have to.
I'd love to start doing
we
that.
We can marathon it if you like.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to make things really stick and have impact.
Mm-hmm. We could do it over tonight's dinner.
I'm down for that.
I'm down.
Yeah, we have an air fryer fried
cod
today, yeah. Tonight. Oh, yeah, gladly say what I'm grateful for besides having fried fish out of the air fryer.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other traditions? Our tradition that you know, we'll go, well, mind you, even though we've only been married for 7 years, we have really changed up traditions. Like, yeah. We still trying to figure out what sticks to the wall, like, mm-hmm. from year to year.
I feel like we're throwing a bunch of stuff up just to see what sticks.
Yeah, we just throw it. I remember early in the marriage, we threw everything up in the air, yeah. and just see what stuck. And then when it came to, like, especially Christmas in particular, like, a lot of things was like, we were like, we done. We ain't doing no Christmas. So we yeah. essentially didn't celebrate, you know, the non-Christ focused parts of Christmas, mm-hmm. for, you know, a few years of our marriage. And just last year, we brought that back. We got a tree and, you know, we enjoyed playing Christmas music.
And more so, like, we got this, and I just want to caveat this, the reason why, not that you guys asked or anything, but the reason why we got the tree is because, like, when my mom was alive, she was really big on, like, decorating the house for Christmas and things of that nature. And sometimes we like to do that just, like, as a, I don't know, it gives me a nice sense of nostalgia. So, Kim was very, I don't know the word. You acquiescent.
What is that?
I don't know. Are you about to look it up? It's a word.
No, I know what it is. I just like acquiesce.
Did I use it right? Yes, I did.
Acquiesce.
Like she was willing to
accept something reluctantly, but without protest. Yeah. That actually was perfectly used.
Yeah.
Man, I need to add that into. I like a
look at that
vocabulary, because it's a nice sounding word.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
So I think it was more. I think it's acquiesce. Acquiesce.
All right. Well, I interrupted you, so
sorry.
you could take the football and run with it.
No, I just always enjoy hearing a word that I'm like, oh, I haven't heard that in a while. Or if it's a word I've never heard before.
Right.
I try to look it up, see how
here's an affirmation coming your way. I appreciate your, like, the way that you would look something up, like, at the drop of a hat, and, like, always looking to better yourself and always looking to grow in your understanding and your knowledge. Yeah. So
thank you.
It's one of the qualities about you that makes me want to be a better person.
Oh, so. Well, thank you.
You are welcome.
I appreciate that. Well, I ended up enjoying it though, like getting the tree again. And I just remembered like the good times. And it was also our first, well, at least from me, my first year, you know, saying, being okay. Because, you know, doesn't have to be anybody else's struggle. So don't throw me no shade for thinking this way. And I don't throw any shade for anyone thinking differently. But I only last year was, you know, said, you know what, it's okay for me to embrace the traditions that I grew up with and do the things that reminds me of goodness and love and God's love, you know, and it is okay if it is a not specifically biblical thing either, as long as it's not antithetical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I went a few years that I was just like, man, I'm so, because I was just so sick of just like the influences of our society and like, mm-hmm. and just being like, man. Especially the consumerism bit of it. I went years without buying any Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. I hate that's all that it is gifts and it's stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, but that at the end of the day, that is some people's love language, is gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, receiving gifts. So any opportunity to to show love and to be supportive and to be just a better steward and a better neighbor. Mm-hmm. It's good. And it's okay. I'm even starting to feel that way again about Halloween a little bit. Mm. Yeah, like where I'm like, things that foster community and joy, like it is okay as long as it's not antithetical, like to, like, scripture. But I can't completely just like eliminate the traditions, like of our childhood, for instance, and the joy that came with those things. Like you know, being reminded of like your mom's joy for decorating. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not gonna crush that. I'm not gonna be like, well, no,
tough. Who you think gonna do it? It ain't gonna do it.
It ain't biblical. Okay, I ain't doing that pagan stuff up in my house.
Not in here.
And like, no, that is also very meaningful. So I'm back to embracing traditions. And mind you, early on in our marriage, I was all for everything. I was mm-hmm. trying to create the most amazing Christmas experience and holidays experience, especially since you lost your mother in the holiday season mm-hmm. when you were a teenager. And I just wanted to bring as much like joy to that time because the grief is going to be there regardless.
Yeah.
And I also try and like read you to be like, do you even really have the capacity to want to do a bunch of holiday things?
Yeah, because it's on and off.
You don't know. Yeah. From depending on that season, that year, you might be like, no, I'm going to keep it real low key. Mm-hmm. So I try to let you kind of steer just how much we dive into traditions or how muted we might be with them. I do. One thing that we're doing differently is that I'm getting a tree before Thanksgiving, I think, this year. And I already started playing Christmas music periodically since last weekend.
That is a first married. We've never done that.
I never do Christmas music.
We've never gotten a tree this early. It's always been like...
Yeah, it's always like after Thanksgiving, early December.
Sometimes it's been as early as the week of.
Like, yeah, like week before, I think, is the closest we've done. Yeah. There's something about this year... referencing back to the dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. You just want to look at something else that's shiny and stop looking at the dumpster fire. Like I need to direct my attention away from the brightness of the fire and direct my attention to the brightness of my tree and the joy of getting the tree and decorating it, playing music. Like I need that, and I know I am not alone with that. Yeah. So we would already have a tree now, honestly, if our week hasn't been so busy. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can do it today. That's right. We need something to put the tree in because we don't have a base. Yeah. That's what's holding us back. Yeah. we need to get something.
But chances are the same place that sells a tree also.
I don't know if they are yet, though. I don't know if that place is open yet. Well, let's check because last year
we were checking Lowe's.
That's right. You know, don't do no product play. They ain't paying us. Lowe's ain't paying us nothing.
Well, we're gonna check Highs.
I think we would typically go to like Lowe's, but because we really wouldn't have luck with finding the size tree that we like. But last year we actually did go to a place that was
a farm type.
And we found a really nice flocked tree. Mm-hmm. That was our first flock tree. It was my first ever flocked tree. I wouldn't mind doing that again. That brought me joy as well. Yeah. So that's a tradition that we are deviating from a little bit, is that mm-hmm. we're going to get a tree.
They may be there after Thanksgiving.
They might be. It might be. And I might just not have seen it yet, but maybe I missed them. But they might be there. Another tradition that... I think it'll be nice and are important to do is that we do try to make a nice breakfast and
that'd be great.
And spend just be in our onesies mm-hmm. and just really lounge and enjoy our time together with no phones and stuff, minus talking to family here periodically, but. I think the joy that will come from me having to work the holidays and us doing those things not on the actual holiday is that maybe we can even go ahead and silence our phones too.
Yeah. Disconnect or reconnect.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah. All right, so what are we doing to prepare for the holidays? Like mentally, physically, just, you know, just spiritually. I enjoy doing Advent studies. Mm-hmm. I will definitely be doing that this year. I haven't picked one yet, though. But
there's one I haven't ordered yet, but it's a black author. You know, so I'm pretty excited about the potential of that. I need to hop on it. It's chilling right now in our shopping cart. It said it'd be available on the 25th or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
But
you can pre-order? Okay, maybe you can pre-order.
Yeah, I can pre-order.
Okay.
And
then it'll just come as soon as it's available. Mm-hmm. Great. You plan on doing that with me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then
I'll just stick with that then.
Another thing I'm doing to prepare, like as soon as you said breakfast, like I was like, here's what I want. Just started writing it down. Oh. Making a quick little
So we menu. Need to pick a day that's gonna be our, you know, our epic breakfast mm-hmm. / lounge and onesies / Christmas.
Did you wanna do that? Oh, you wanna do that for Christmas or
I like Christmas.
Or either or
both. Or both. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Like, no sweat off my
back. It's up to us.
You know, I've been enjoying the culinary arts as of late here in COVID.
In the season of COVID. Mm-hmm. Anything else we want to do to prepare? I need to hydrate, man.
Yes. That, I mean,
basic needs. If I'm doing all this and, you know.
Basic needs is preparation for the holidays.
Yeah, I need that. And, you know, because I want to feel good. I don't want to have, like, dehydration headaches and stuff that might be weighing me down. Or, you know. So, I will really love to take good care of ourselves outside of cornbread stuffing and such.
I would say maybe attitude of cleanliness, like clean,
keeping the house,
up, you know, and clutter free, and you know, drinking more water, hydrating, doing better
vitamins.
About that. Vitamins, yeah. I've been pretty good about. I've been on a little roll now, and that's been
you feel good about
self praise. I guess.
Pew pew. Good job. Eating our vegetables and stuff. Those are those basic things. I really like to get in some cardio in, some more walking, things like that. Like just so we don't, just mainly to keep my mood up.
Yeah. Maybe making a list of people you want to reach out to, like as they come to you.
That's a good idea.
I just kind of writing it down. I know that's something that I've been trying to do.
If we're going to do Christmas, I don't have much desire to do Christmas cards this year because, again, dumpster fire. Normally we sum up like, here are the great things that, you know, milestones of 2020.
We're thinking about just sending like goofy postcards. I think the only
thing I'm willing to do is if it's funny, because that's the one thing everybody could use as a laugh. Because
it's medicine.
Yeah. So if we can come up with a nice, funny, you know, Christmas / welcome in a new year card, then I'll send out cards. Otherwise, I think I'd rather do what you said and just write a list of the people who I want to make sure I reach out to and see how they're doing and let them know I'm grateful for them. But we'll see. We got some ideas for potential Christmas card,
Christmas card. For nothing else, it'll be hilarious to us.
Yeah, if it's funny to us, then I want to be able to share that, you know, and go ahead and send out funny cards. We'll see.
So while we're wrapping up, what are some things that, because I'm pretty sure, you know, mathematically, some of our listeners are listening like, man, I wonder what I could do. You got any suggestions?
Well, I think you can also come up with your own list of things that you want to do to prepare for the holidays. You know, make a list of like, what are the things that are, what's my priority this holiday season? You know, like, because you can't, you know, just think I'm going to try and do all these things. And then on the other flip side, you don't want to completely say, well, I'm just going to throw the whole holiday season into the dumpster fire because it's already half burnt up anyway. Like,
That's true. Like
take a hold of what you do have control over and decide to set your intentions for the holiday season. And it doesn't have to be super detailed and crazy. You can come up with just like one thing even mm-hmm. that you're like, what's my main priority? Main priority is to ensure that my family knows that I love them and I miss them and I you know, value their health and safety.
Yeah.
Then you know that that's going to basically be your voice, the, you know, your platform that you're going to be speaking from and doing action from for that holiday season. If your priority is rest, then that is your focus. If mm-hmm. if it doesn't speak into rest, if it isn't helping you to ensure greater rest or improved rest, then it ain't your priority for this holiday season.
Yeah.
And then you know, you can do what we're gonna do and make a list of things that we want to do to make sure that we're prepared for the holiday. You know? Yeah. We're not doing a whole lot of gifts because just financially we want to remain frugal. That's one part of the consumerism side mm-hmm. of Christmas. Still is something that bothers me. But we've gotten a few, you know, mm-hmm. for a couple folks, and I'm doing a couple like Secret Santa-esque yeah. gifts to mm-hmm. that I'm looking forward to. So I think that'll be nice. But otherwise, I'm fine with just making a list of like, here's what I want to make sure that I do and you do to help us meet our priorities and yeah. our goals for the holiday yeah. season. So hopefully you would do the same. Mm-hmm. That one with making that list and then working on applying it.
That's good. So I just want to say that while this year is a dumpster fire, there is always something to be thankful for. Maybe your normal was like around this time was chaotic. This could be an opportunity to simplify, grossly simplify for you. So I don't know, man. Take a good look at what you got in your hand and be grateful. Cause some people ain't got hands.
That's not what I was expecting.
That's perspective, man.
It is perspective, though. But yeah, for some reason, I wasn't expecting. Not everybody has hands. this is true.
This is true. Like,
but you know, it wasn't what I was expecting. But thank you, because it's true. All right.
All right.
It's you and me, baby. Against all odds, we got a good marriage because we serve a greater God. Good marriage.